Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Men of Valor podcast. The verse today is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Recently, my wife and I got one of the most enjoyable gifts we've ever received. It's one of those gifts that just keeps on giving and giving and giving us a blessing. What's the gift? Our 6 and 8 year old granddaughter got watch phones a couple of weeks ago. Before they received these phones, we often could go several days and not hear from them. Grandma and Papa often were not on their minds as other daily things in the life of being a child occupied their thoughts on most days. However, once they got the watch phones, we're on their mind every day. They actually call to tell us they're going to call us later. I mean, how cool is that? They call to tell us great things that we don't know. We never knew how easy it was to catch lizards or how much detail goes into planning a surprise Easter breakfast for their parents or them asking us to make and send posters for their backyard surprise Easter parade or just calling us to thank us for all the help we've given them and sharing how much they miss us. Man, how great it makes us feel at the end of every conversation when they say, Grandma and Pop-Pop, we sure love you. What a blessing. As my eyes have been opened, I start to see how much time in my life I have spent with the Holy Spirit. I see sometimes I was just like the grandchildren before they received the watch phones. At times, the cares of the world also dominated my life. My calls to God were mostly, God, please give this. God, please heal my wife. God, please solve this problem. God, give me this, give me this. It was such a one-sided, narcissistic relationship. All about me, all about my needs and my desires. Over time, I've learned the Holy Spirit desires just what we desire. A relationship where we are so close that we can't wait to tell Him everything that's going on in our lives. A relationship where we are compelled to talk to Him first thing in the morning and ask Him what He would like to do today. We are compelled to share with Him the things we don't understand in life. We are compelled to share with Him when we feel lonely. And we're compelled also to tell Him when we are so blessed that we've been given friends and family that we can speak to. We are also compelled to call Him just to tell Him we feel great and just want to thank Him for all the blessings in so many ways He has touched us. And just to some days, just call Him and say, Lord, I love You. Thank You for loving me. We are compelled to ask for help on even small things, even compelled to ask for miracles on the big things in life. For we know He can do anything, and we eventually realize we just can't do anything without His help. The amazing thing in this relationship is that He loves to commune with us. He loves to speak to us. He loves to answer our questions and guide us through life. What compels this interaction in our relationship? One thing. That one thing is love. 2 Corinthians 5:14 states, for Christ's love compels us. Love compelled Jesus to leave heaven and become a man, die on the cross, rise from the dead, and return to His home with the Father in heaven so the Holy Spirit could come and commune with us daily. Surely, the best example of love and obedience that could ever be seen was shown by Jesus Christ and the Father. My, how blessed we are to be loved this way. Heavenly Father, we come to You in prayer today. You truly are the great I Am, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. We thank You for Your love, Your grace, and Your mercy. Jesus Christ, we thank You for loving us and touching us as we are then compelled to love the Lord God more and more each day. We thank You for dying for each one of us on the cross as we rejoice for what You accomplish through Your death and Your resurrection. And we thank You for having sent the Holy Spirit to come to us that we can live our daily lives with Him. God bless you all.